Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi there, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church. I am bringing to you your Daily Phil devotion, and today it's entitled Truth Be Told. It was June of 2020 that we started meeting outside for our worship services after 2 months of gathering online only. To say that meeting outside has been a challenge is an understatement. Each Sunday, I look out on people who are cold or trying to avoid the sun, or others who are parents attempting to keep their kids from being too squirmy. It's a far cry from the friendly confines of our worship center. And yet, there's something beautiful about being able to gather with the people of God amidst challenging circumstances and adverse conditions. It reminds us that we're part of a long line of followers of Jesus who gathered in catacombs and homes and fields to hear the scriptures and to learn to practice the way of Jesus together. You know, comfort hasn't always been a characteristic of Christian worship. One of the things that impresses me most about the people of Jerusalem during Nehemiah's time is their hunger for the scriptures. Nehemiah 8 recounts their ferocious desire to hear from God and how it caused them to stand outside for 6 hours listening to the reading of the scriptures. Nehemiah records their devotion in Nehemiah 8, verse 3. Listen to what he wrote. And he read from it, and the it here is the law of God, facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Now, I'm sure that there were some who were listening, who were staring right into the sun. I'm confident there were others who were a bit cold. And I'm quite certain that there were kids running around making a ruckus. However, they showed up. They leaned in. They were attentive to the word of God. They postured themselves to hear and to understand what God was saying to them. The Israelites were a people devoted to God, and their devotion was displayed through their attentiveness to the scriptures. They heard the word, and they responded to it, both in celebration and repentance. I believe the same challenge is in front of us today. Whether we gather in person or online, the question we must wrestle with is, do we have the same kind of devotion to God and to the Holy Scriptures that the people of Jerusalem exhibited? See, I want to challenge you to seek God through the Scriptures. I want to call on you to posture your heart before Him just like the people of Jerusalem did. Remember, we are called not just to be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. So can I invite you today to spend some time thinking about how Jesus is inviting you to celebrate and to repent as you read through His holy scriptures. Let me pray for you as you go about the rest of your day. So Jesus, thank you for the challenge to be people of your word. Thank you for the richness of scripture, the way that it challenges us and confronts us and comforts us. And Lord, I pray today that as we read your scriptures, that we would also open our hearts to let them read us. God, as your truth is told, may we respond in faith. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen and amen. Grace and peace, my friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.